Big Red Bench, Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.
with Chill Insurance, proud sponsors of Cork GAA for all your business insurance needs.
Most important thing, as you said, was as a collective unit, I suppose we performed very well. Obviously, you can think about individual stuff after, and just happy to get back. Back in the starting 15, obviously just fierce competition within the panel. Just clear to see again from the subs that came on and performed well and probably pushed us over the line for a finish. So, look, as I say, we were delighted to come away from Tullamore last week, and obviously now we're looking forward to a huge battle now this Sunday in Crowbar.
In the aftermath of the Kerry game, there was a lot of kind of discontent among supporters, as you would have been aware of, and people weren't too happy with the performances of that. But I suppose, you know, going into a game against Sligo, then you obviously had a certain degree of a point to prove. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, I suppose obviously, look, we're all pro Cork footballers, and obviously, every one of us really. No one probably could hold our hand up and say they were happy with their performance in the Munster final. It was just one of those days, and I suppose, look, we reviewed it, and we sat down, we looked at the DVD, and I suppose we drew the line in the sand, and we moved forward. I suppose there's no point dwelling on it too much. It's in the past now. You can't control what happens in the Munster final. All we can, I suppose, look forward to having our own house in order for the following game, which was Sligo, and I think we performed well in Sligo. Obviously there's some more room for improvement where under no illusions of what's coming ahead of us on Sunday, and we know we're going to have to probably up at maybe 20-25% if we're going to survive in Crowbar next Sunday.
Overall, so far the year has been, there's been a lot of progress made, even though, like, okay, there was one or two below par performances, but like at the end of the day you're in the position now where you set out to be at the start of the year anyway, playing the All-Ireland quarter final, only 8 teams left. You know, okay, up against Mayo, who've been in the last couple of finals, and you know, who themselves had to lay a few demons in Crow Park. But traditionally, Cork don't really have any hang ups with Mayo, even though Mayo are favourites to win the match on Sunday. You know, going into a game like that, you wouldn't be lacking confidence, or you wouldn't, no matter, you know.
No, absolutely. I suppose, look, we had a relatively successful enough league. Obviously, we were disappointed probably in the second half performance against the Dubs. And then the Munster Championship probably scraped over the line against Tipperary, and obviously enough, the Munster final, enough, the less said about that the better. But as you say, we pushed on from then, and as I say, looking forward to Sunday now. Obviously Mayo probably have been the most consistent team probably the last 3 or 4 years, obviously getting the last two All-Ireland finals and winning the Connacht title 3 years in a row, and even this year in the league I think they're probably the team that probably beat us most comprehensively above in Castlemaine in the league. So as I say, we're under no illusions. We don't have much time probably to prepare. We're only getting over our victory over Sligo, so we'll train now Tuesday and Thursday this week and try and get our house in order for Sunday.
It's, you know, from your own point of view, it must have been hugely satisfactory to perform the way you did last Sunday and get to 10 points, 3 from frees and 7 from play.
Yeah, I suppose this time last week or last year, I was probably looking forward and getting ready for the Galway races. Bit of a change of approach this year, but obviously for the better. It was my first start probably since the Donegal game, my first full 70 minutes, so look, happy enough to get under my belt. But in fairness, like, there's, as I said already, there's just competition within the panel, fellas are pushing each other, and you'll see that now again in training this Tuesday and Thursday, and there's places up for grabs all over the pitch. So it'll be, I don't envy the job Brian, his management team, having picking the starting 15 for next Sunday.
In fairness, and all jokes aside, I suppose, you know, just prior to that unfortunate injury you suffered in Donegal, most people were regarding you as the best forward, or certainly in the top 3 or 4 best forwards in the country at the moment, at that time on form. And I suppose, like, you know, do you feel yourself that you'd like to put a few demons to rest in terms of, like, you know, getting back to that level again?
I suppose you can't really think about it too much, obviously enough. It's a serious injury, but I know I've worked hard with physio Colin Lane throughout all of last year, and probably it's a 10 or 11 months slog at this stage. And look, I suppose I have to be confident in it now. Maybe the first 2 or 3 games it's probably in the back of your head a small bit, but it's well and truly gone now. You can't, as I say, you can't have any hang-ups really, and you don't really think about it now. So obviously, hopefully you've seen the back of that injury now for the time being.
And you know, on a positive note as well, a lot of people were mentioning the whole Cork being a bit more defensive after the Kerry game to kind of utilise an extra man in defence, and that was kind of implemented to a degree against Sligo, I felt, at the weekend. But you know, how do you think it went yourselves from that point of view?
Yeah, I would agree. I suppose it's probably something in the Munster final. Obviously it was clear to see how defensive Kerry were, and it kind of something that we weren't really ready for, and this was, in fairness, we adapted a bit more defensive against Sligo this week. As did Sligo, they had probably a blanket defence for a lot of it, and I suppose we didn't panic. We played through the, we tried to play through the blanket as much as we can, and when the long ball was on, we played it. When it wasn't, we didn't panic. So we have to be happy in how we did play, but obviously it's going to be a totally different kettle of fish now this Sunday against Mayo, and as I say, under no illusions to, I suppose, their physicality and pace that they're going to bring to the table, and we're going to have to match that.
It could be argued, though, that Mayo actually implemented a certain similar system in that, you know, they have breaking wing backs and stuff like that, that they draw men out and they drive on like that on the counter at times. You know, is it going to be a kind of almost like a chess match in a degree if he go the same way?
Maybe so, yeah. I suppose that's probably one of Mayo's strengths, they probably have one of the best half back lines in the country, and I suppose they're going to be a real threat going forward. So look, it's something we're going to have to work on in training, and it's going to be an exciting game for the neutral, and as I say, hopefully we get a good Cork support up there. And obviously Mayo bring a fierce crowd to support them. So as I say, hopefully we get a bit of support up there, and we can put in a good performance.
Is the general feeling in the camp one of confidence?
Absolutely. Look, obviously, I suppose the conference took a bit of a doing in the Munster final, but that's only natural. As I say, we're all pro Cork footballers, and we aren't happy with our performance. But as I say, we got to drive on now and look forward to Sunday. So yeah, looking forward to now. You have to be confident in your own ability, and we firmly believe that we have a good enough team if we get our own house in order that we can be up there with the rest of them, you know. Obviously, Kerry probably came into the final as complete underdogs. Obviously, we beat them comprehensively enough in the league, but I suppose the league and championship and Munster finals are never easy. And I suppose we're down to the business end of the championship now. This is where it really hats up, and I suppose this is where you want to be. And we're just delighted to be part of that. And hopefully, there's another few games in us yet. You know, it's probably something that's not very new to us. It's something that we tried both last year, and we tried it in certain matches throughout the league this year. And at times, it did work for us. But I suppose to the players, it's not a whole new game plan, like you can have all the game plans in the world you want, but you still got to play, like, who knows what way Mayo are going to come to and approach the game next week. So you're just going to have to play what's in front of you. I suppose we're all intelligent players now, so as you say, you can have tactics, but I suppose you just kind of have to play it as you see it as well, you know. Everyone talks now about the middle eight and how important, I suppose, getting possession is and winning the possession around the middle eight, and I suppose you can't do a whole lot really if you don't have the ball. And as you say, look, we have a great panel, and that was shown as well against Sligo, and two or three lads that came on kind of, as I say, probably pushed us over the line for a finish. And look, as I say, who knows what way the team is going to be going forward for this Sunday, you know. Obviously it's very difficult, and it's very important to win primary possession around the middle, and like what I said, you can't do a whole lot if you don't have the ball, and I suppose you got to win kickouts and win breaks and get the percentage up if you're going to have any threat going forward, you know. I suppose in fairness, it's a lot of pressure for families now with both the hurlers and footballs going well. It can be an expensive day walking up to Dublin, but look, in fairness, we had good support in the Munster final, and even the last 10-12 more, we had a good enough following. So as I say, Mayo are fantastic followers. They all travel numbers, so hopefully we can bring our own following up and maybe be a 16 man for a finish, you know?
I thought last Saturday was very workmanlike from us. We did very well at certain stages of that game, played very, very good football, played the way we wanted to play. But at the same time, we head into the game under huge pressure, and the fact that we had performed so poorly in the Munster final, and this could have been a huge banana skin if we hadn't picked things up a bit. So look, absolutely relieved and delighted that we got over it and got, you know, into the business end of the championship now, where anything can happen.
A lot of people were, when the team came out, were kind of, you know, the wholesale changes that were made, people were kind of wondering, you know, was there too many? But in fairness, even I was saying in the paper on the Wednesday that some of those guys should have been in, and it was the right team, and the tactics were spot on, weren't it?
When you win, it's always the right team, and the tactics are always spot on, you know. But I think the team was picked on the basis of a certain job to do, number one, and number two, on the basis of how guys were performing in training. And also, number three, you know, with a view to giving guys opportunity. And I think, you know, that's no disrespect to anybody, but probably after most of the final, we needed to infuse the team with some new blood. Not that we haven't done that all year already, but it's just the way that the management felt. And, you know, I think all of those guys acquitted themselves very, very well. And I think, I've said it a couple of times tonight, Peter, this team is in a state of rebuilding, and maybe the league fooled us a small bit, you know, and the fact that we thought that we were a bit further ahead than what we are, and, you know, the Munster final was what it was, and knocked us back a small bit.
But in fairness to you, you said from day one that it was a rebuilding phase, and that, okay, did very well in the league, and all of us, and even in the local media, were kind of saying like that we could push on. But look, I personally wouldn't put down what happened to Kerry as a wake up call. I'd just say, look, it just didn't show up. It was unfortunate. None of us liked it, but it was just one of those things. But it seems to have kind of defined the perceptions of the team, hasn't it? Like all of a sudden, they've gone back to nothing, and it's like they've gone back to the start of the year. It doesn't make any sense.
No, but look, in any sport, and you see this all the time in you know, watching soccer or watching, not so much in rugby, but mainly soccer, is that when the team is performing well, the expectation from everybody is very, very high, notwithstanding the actual circumstances around the team. And then when the team has one bad loss, suddenly the thing has gone off the wagon and we're derailed. I think, you know, the players themselves certainly wouldn't like to think themselves as some derailed team. They're guys of the highest calibre and the highest character, and I think the Munster final was what it was, and you know, for different reasons we didn't perform. But at the same time, you'd like to think that it's consigned to history now, and that let's look at this as an opportunity to have a right go and have a right crack off a team who've been there and done it for the last couple of years.
Just on the aftermath of that match, just to touch on it, I asked John Hayes, will it go? You know, people on the social media and stuff like that were really criticising the team, and it was a major kind of deal made of it. But look, I suppose, as I said to John a while ago, I think a lot of that is the fact that that performance came against Kerry, and that's been happening so many times down the years that even as a supporter yourself, you would have been thinking, you know, why is it Kerry? I think that's what even the Fairweather supporters, I think that's the problem with some people. Is that fair to say?
Probably is. I think, look, again, to any sport, when it's your main rival and they come to your patch and turn you over the way they turned us over, everybody has a right to be upset, absolutely, yes. But I suppose the players and the management would have felt that, we personally didn't see any of it, like, but they would have probably felt that it became more than just, you know, more than fair game, and a bit too personal. And look, social media is what social media is, Peter. It's designed for lots of different reasons, and it is utilised for lots of different reasons, but it doesn't kick balls over the bar or stop you kicking the ball over the bar, and I think if anything it's united the group even more, and it gave guys a complete understanding that that we're in this for the long haul, and that we're in this for each other, and completely, yes, we made mistakes, all of us made mistakes, hands up, we made mistakes, you know, but who doesn't? And the big thing is do our very, very best to learn from them and put into practice the learning and get better.
I talked about defining perceptions there and how people kind of, you know, they seem to have kind of latched onto that Kerry game as defining perceptions. But if there was been one, look, for people that have been watching the team from day one, if there's been one moment really that has kind of knocked the team back, it is when we were so far ahead against Dublin in the league, and next all of a sudden hit the ball, hits the post, Michael Darren McCauley catches the ball, puts the ball in the net, and everything crumbles then. And is it fair to say that only now, against Sligo, that's been washed away, that for there must have been some sort of a hangover from what happened thereafter in that semi-final?
I don't know. It's very difficult to actually define, as you're going through a season, what had the biggest knock-on effect or negative effect in terms of the way we were going. But certainly that was, when you're 10 points up in a game and you lose by 7, it's almost unheard of. Then to have the performance in the Munster Championship the way we had. And it's, you know, it's quite, you know, fair in lots of ways for people to cast aspersions. But at the same time, you know, this team is a team in its infancy. It's a brand new team. There's four or five guys for the first time played Senior Championship of Cork last weekend, starting. So there's lots of things happening for the group. And I like to think that, you know, with time, the team will settle into being a very, very good team. But at the same time, you know, when it comes to the end of this season, we can sit back and say, right, what was the defining moment and what happened or what changed us? Or maybe we might be saying, you know, Jesus, how did they manage to win what they did? And you have to be optimistic, you have to be hopeful, you have to be confident that you're working with very, very good players and that, you know, on their day they can be as good as anybody else. And they've proven that all this year. They've proven it in the past, all of them have. They're very, very good players, and it's a case of them believing it and people getting behind them and us having a crack off Mayo on Sunday.
Donnelly, you finished top of the group in the league. And we're back now in a position where we wanted to be in the first place. So there can't be that much wrong. And as well as that, I suppose he has a management team. Okay, he admitted himself, so he made one or two mistakes in the Munster final, fair enough. But he showed a lot of gumption then to put out the young fellas again at the weekend against, okay, there's a lot of experience, Sligo players. Okay, you would think that quality-wise we'd have a better team than them, but still inexperience on our part. But yet, in fairness, he had the wherewithal to go ahead and put those fellas into that situation.
Yeah, I suppose, look, you stand and fall on decisions. Like anything in life, you have to make hard calls, and some of those decisions are absolutely gruesome. You know, leaving out Dan Goulding after having a very good Munster final, completely for tactical reasons, no other reason. Going with younger players, just feeling that was the right thing to do. But as I said to you earlier on, when you win, that's all fine. But at the same time, even if you don't win, as a management, you have to believe that you have done the right thing. And certainly, win or lose last Saturday, I would have felt that we had done the right thing in picking the team we picked. But I think, look, you know, I said this already, Peter, like, it's a complete realisation that, you know, that we have made mistakes, all of us, players and management. But tell me any team that doesn't go through a season without making mistakes. But at the same time, I'm completely convinced that this team is on the right path and, you know, has had a topsy-turvy season in lots of ways, but at the same time, maybe more topsy than turvy, you know?
You kind of mentioned there a minute ago about tactical reasons for leaving Daniel out of the side. Is it a case that, you know, that you pick the side based on the opposition? Or is it a case that you just look at their strengths overall rather than an individual kind of one-to-one basis?
I think it's a bit of everything, to be honest. You have to look at the opposition, obviously, and you have to look at yourselves and you have to look at what you think is going to happen in the game. And, you know, I think, you know, there's going to be lots of different calls made for different reasons due to form or injury or positions or tactics. And some of the calls are tactical. And guys have to understand that. And at the same time, you know, I'm, as I said to Peter all the time, I'm dealing with very good characters and very good people. And people who are always willing to put the team first and themselves second. And completely, you know, in fairness to them, are willing to take this on the chin if they're not playing. And they don't draw any ties out of the pram. And they're the first guys to wish whoever gets their jersey the best of luck. And that's what you want to build. And that's the environment that we have, I think. But at the same time, you know, as I said to you, I'm completely realistic in the fact that, you know, we're building, we're trying to build something here. We're trying to build something very positive, and you know, next Sunday is a huge part of it.
And lastly, I mentioned John Hayes earlier that in ways there are similarities between the current Mayo side and the Cork side, that we say the late noughties, that were, you know, banging on the door, and eventually they knocked it down.
Yeah.
Is it tough then going in when you have a little less experience in a side like that?
Yeah, experience counts for a huge amount when you get to Croke Park, absolutely, yes. And but I suppose you turn that on its head and even look at ourselves in the late noughties, like, we were under a lot of pressure to win. You know, that Cork team was under huge pressure to win something. Everybody could see that they were banging at the door, as you say, and they were really close and desperate bits of luck and things going wrong, and then they managed to get over the line. But that had brought its own pressures as well. And I'd like to think, for our sake, that, you know, losing two finals in a row for Mayo, and this really is their year. Like, if they lose on Sunday, can you see them coming back and going again? Most people would say no. So certainly in their mind, there obviously is a big pressure. In our mind, to be perfectly honest with you, there's none. There's no pressure. You know, if we win this game, we'll be absolutely delighted. Once we perform, we'll be delighted. Because I know if we do perform, we're going to be there or thereabouts. The key thing, the only pressure that there is that we do another carry on it, and I'm sure we won't, you know. But at the same time, I think, you know, our positions are usually juxtaposed. They're like we were in the noughties, where like Mayo have been maybe 3 or 4 years ago, coming with a team, which I will have huge mass in. And it's going to be a difficult, difficult ask, but it's not something that is impossible. And I think, you know, maybe when the weight of expectations off this group that we have, we were under big pressure going to Munster final, I thought. Everyone was backing us, and we probably dealt with that wrong. And I just feel that this time round, we're under a lot less pressure, and it might be a bit easier to perform, you know?